focused at a job and tougher than any weekend football, man. That's why we play the game. We'll go out there, line it up, and see what happens Sunday.
A lot of people thought in San Diego, LT might be, on the back nine. He looks pretty good, though.
I mean, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And the guy, he plays in the NFL, give a guy an opportunity. He's not mentioned in the Hall of Fame breath for no reason. He's running well right now, and that's pretty much it.
How do you deal with all the injuries? People look at the defense and they're missing half their team. Well, for the guys left, how do you look at it?
Man, we just got to play football, man. It's just a game. It happens in this game. We're not the only team dealing with injuries. It just comes at a time when we really need everybody healthy to try to make a run. But we just got to play football, man. It's no different from week 13. There'll be someone missing in week 13. There'll be someone missing in week 9. We just got to play football.
Well, I'm wondering if you're playing inside or outside this week.
I do whatever's asked. I guess some people have to show up to the game and see what's going on. I'll be out there, though. I'll be lined up, ready to go, and I guarantee you my team will be ready to play on Sunday.
And it's exactly what you say. The importance of this team's mental attitude going into this game. To talk about that and how important it really is.
We understand that nobody really ever believes in us anyway, so we know what the injury is, and, we took a whooping in Baltimore. They beat us, and so everybody's expecting us to fold our tent and leave the campsite, baby, but they got the wrong idea. We'll be out there, and we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
I think people were most surprised at the amount of rushing yards you guys gave up. You were on the field a long time. Maybe that explains it.
Man, I was surprised the amount of rushing yards we gave up. I was a part of that, much part of that, as anyone else. So definitely on my mind, and definitely on the rest of the guys that's going to play defense. And you'll see a different Broncos team out there. I'm not bragging or predicting anything. I just know the guys that we have, the heart, the character, and the work that they'll put in. It'll be a good game on Sunday.
It's orange out Sunday. Is there power in the orange?
I'm sorry to hear.
It's orange out Sunday. You guys are wearing the alternate orange jerseys. Is there power in the orange?
Man, you know what? We just got to play football. I think if we had pink jerseys on, we'd have to do the same thing. Stop their running game and try to knock some passes down against Sanchez. It would be nice to have the orange on, support, whatever that means. But I'm out there to play football.
What have you seen out of Mark Sanchez this year? I mean, he's not making any mistakes. He's just a ball control offense right now. I mean, he's protecting the ball well.
The biggest thing now, he's learned how to not turn the football over. And that comes with the play calling that they have and with him making good decisions. And so he got two guys out there now with Santonio Holmes back that can really catch the ball, and not to underestimate Cotry here. He's good too, but Keller's been a big, big target for him. And so that's made it pretty easy for him to make a lot of completions.
Can you see on film that he's not forcing it? I mean, is that what he's doing? He's not forcing it in situations he's actually...
Well, of course, he's grown up. He was a rookie last year, and he makes some rookie mistakes. And now he's a more mature quarterback. He understands the offense. He's reading defenses better, and he got some targets that he trusts now.
Sorry, I got here late. LT, what do you think of him? And it seems like you guys kind of get away from him.
Man, you know what? He's running well, but he's on the opposite team. And I'm not going to say that we can't stop him or anything like that. He's running well. It's my job to go out there. And if I sit here and just gave you everything about him, it'll sound like we're scared of him. We're not. We're just going to go out there and play football on Sunday.
What's he do well, though?
He has great vision. He knows how to find the hole. When you make a mistake, he can make you pay for him. And so that's what we got to eliminate. And, not giving him a hole where he can find the big creases and hit us for the 30 and 40-yard game.
He hasn't lost anything yet, though. I mean, he looks like
he's LT-able. Man, you know what? I've always respected LT. I leave it up to the people outside of football to say what he has and what he doesn't have. I've always respected him.
Mario, would you ever want to be on Hard Knocks, be on a team that was on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I can't judge. I hadn't been there. It seemed like fun. It's a lot of exposure to your team. It exposes a lot of things that you probably don't want other people to know. But all in all, man, it's for the people who are ready for it. I think I could handle it if it came to the Broncos.